Ian Cope is out there in Grays Harbor County. How you doing, man?
I work for the Grays Harbor PUD in my day job, so it's been a pretty busy day.
You are the perfect guy to talk about, to talk to. How many light poles did you have to fix today?
They're still working on them up around Lake Quinault. This started about 10 o'clock last night, and they're still working on them. So, yeah, it has been a long day, and tomorrow looks to be long, too.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a really, really long day, no question about it. But at least you got a little bit of break tonight where you could do what you love to do, and that's call football on 1490 KWOK Fox Sports Radio. And Montesano and Hoquiam, I mean, it's really been it's developed into a really nice rivalry over the last few years, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, this has been a game that's really decided the league champion, or at least maybe who's going to be number two, who's going to be number three. It's this game that decides that all these two schools are, I don't know, what, 15 miles apart from each other. They talk a lot. You know, they've got that healthy respect, but at the same time, it is a big rivalry. Kind of the same way that Oregon and Washington are the rivals. You know, there's Aberdeen, Hoquiam, big rivalry like the Huskies and Cougars, but then you get into Monty, Hoquiam, it kind of turns into Oregon, Washington. And I'll tell you, tonight was finally, we've had nothing but blowouts the first 6 weeks, and finally we had a nail biter. This one started off both defenses coming out, throwing hard punches. Both teams went three and out in their first drive. Montesano got the ball, was able to drive down to the 30-yard line where Carson Clair would score the first touchdown of the game. The junior running back caught a pass over the middle from quarterback Trevor Ridgeway. Hoquiam's defensive backs tried to go for a hard hit, was able to break the tackle, took it into the end zone from 30 yards out. Two-point conversion was no good. But Montesano had a 6-0 lead. Back came Hoquiam, took the ensuing kickoff back 80 yards to Anthony Nash, trucking it back, turning on the Jets around the right side. They cruised in from 80 yards out for the touchdown. Extra point made it 7-6. It would stay that way for much of the first quarter and almost all of the second quarter. Hoquiam would miss a couple of field goals in that time, whereas Montesano, they had opportunities, but an interception thrown by Trevor Ridgeway, intercepted by freshman defensive lineman Matt Brown, ended up turning away a scoring opportunity, but finally, late in the game, late in the second period, they were able to move the ball down to the 5-yard line where Clair would score his second touchdown of the game, a 5-yard burst. 2-point conversion pass from Ridgeway to receiver Nick Chapman. Remember that name. It is going to feature heavily at the end of the game. 2-point conversion made it 14-7, and it would stay that way for the remainder of the first half and into the early stages of the second half. We're halfway through the third quarter. Hoquiam was able to finally get the ball moving their way, driving it down to the 1-yard line where they were turned away on fourth down. Montesano went three and out, punted back, and Hoquiam moved the ball down to the 2-yard line where they went with a heavy set backfield, a full house backfield. Freshman running back Matt Brown, who's actually an offensive lineman, but they put him into the backfield all out of the refrigerator. He trucks it in from 2 yards out. The extra point made it 14-14. It would stay that way for the remainder of the game up until the last minute. Hoquiam was able to pin Montesano deep at the 4-yard line. The Bulldogs moved the ball out to about their own 26. Carson Clinger took a handoff, fumbled the ball. Hoquiam recovered it, not able to move it downfield. They had to bring on their kicker, Naz Mazaregos, to try a 43-yarder in a torrential downpour with about a minute and 15 seconds to go. He missed it just short. So Monty got the ball back, were able to drive it downfield, got it to the 28-yard line on the running of Clinger and the passing of Trevor Ridgeway, and that's when Nick Chapman, I told you he'd feature into the game, ran a little hitch-and-go route down the right sideline, got open for a 28-yard touchdown with 12 seconds remaining, and Montesano goes on to beat Hoquiam 20-14. They move to 7-0 on the season. Wow. They've got the inside track for the Evergreen League Championship. This game was everything that I love about high school football. It was fantastic. At the end of the game, after they had gathered and done their talks, a bunch of the Hoquiam players went down and shook hands with the Montesano players. As I told you, they may not like each other on the field, but there's healthy respect there. And this game was just a delightful game. I mean, we were just beaming up in the press box at how much fun this game was to call and how much fun it was to watch. And I'll tell you, this rivalry is really, really becoming one of the best ones that I've seen in Grays Harbor County.
That is fantastic, and I would assume had a great crowd, a great environment, and what was the weather like for the game tonight?
Well, it started off great. I mean, we had thunder and lightning kind of off in the distance down towards Pacific County as the game started. But sunshine over Olympic Stadium, and then just as the second half started, the clouds started started moving in. I don't know what you could hear it on the other end.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of rain right now.
Oh, it is dumping it down, and it was dumping it down for much of the second half there.
Wow.
So, but it was fantastic. Some other scores for you: Aberdeen taking on the Tumwater Seabirds. Tumwater, very, very rude host to the Bobcats. They pummel Aberdeen by a final score of 70-14, the last time that the Bobcats will have to face the great Sid Hunt. And the Elmy Eagles, they get a victory over Tenino by a final score of 26-13 to keep their playoff hopes alive. That will likely come down to the East County Civil War at the end of the season, with Montesano trying to clinch a league championship and Elma trying to hang on for a chance to get into the playoffs. So it looks like it's all coming down to the last week of the season, but Montesano gets the win in just a fantastic football game, and they have the inside track for the Evergreen League Championship and will most likely stay in the top five of the Associated Press 1A ranking.
Beautiful. What a game you got to see tonight. That's two fantastic games. I mean, we had the Eastside Catholic O'Day game that Steve told us about a half hour ago, and then this one between Montesano and Homequim. That is just great. When rivalry games go down to it and there's healthy respect on both sides and great sportsmanship after the game, that is spectacular. That's what high school football is all about. It's the reason we do these shows, right, Ian?
Absolutely. It's why we do what we do.
There you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And do you have to work all day tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's going to start moving in around, it's going to hit the coast around 11 o'clock. The peak winds are going to be, you know, gusting 75 miles an hour around 5 to 8. So for the fun Friday, it's going to be a fun Saturday.
There we go. All right. Be safe, man. All right.
All right. You get better, Dick.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's our friend Ian Cope.